Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!
Hey there, What Was Spot Kids podcast is going to continue to share with you what happened to Alice after the caterpillar was out of sight. Alice remained looking thoughtfully at the mushroom for a minute, trying to make out which were the two sides of it. And as it was perfectly round, she found this very, very difficult. However, at last, she stretched her arms around it as far as they would go and broke off a bit of the edge with each hand. And now which is which? She said to herself and nibbled a little off the right hand bit to try the effect. The next moment, she felt a violent blow underneath her chin. It had struck her foot. She was a good deal frightened by this very sudden change, but she felt that there was no time to be lost as she was shrinking rapidly. So she set to work at once to eat some of the other bit. Her chin was pressed so closely against her foot that there was hardly room to open her mouth, but she did it at last and managed to swallow a morsel of the left hand bit. Poor Alice. Because the mushroom was actually in round shape, so she actually did not know where is the right hand side and where is the left hand side. So all she could do was just to try a little bit here and to try a little bit there to see which one would make her grow bigger and which one would make her shrink. "Come, my head's free at last," said Alice in a tone of delight, which changed into alarm in another moment when she found that her shoulders were nowhere to be found. Oh no. All she could see when she looked down was an immense length of neck. Her neck became very, very long and big, which seemed to rise like a stalk out of a sea of green leaves that lay far below her. "What can all that green stuff be?" said Alice. "Where have my shoulders got to? And oh, my poor hands, how is it I can't see you?" She was moving them about as she spoke, but no result seemed to follow, except a little shaking among the distant green leaves. As there seemed to be no chance of getting her hands up to her head, she tried to get her head down to them, as was delighted to find that her neck would bend about easily in any direction, like a serpent. She had just succeeded in curving it down into a graceful zigzag and was going to dive in among the leaves, which she found to be nothing but the tops of the trees under which she had been wandering, when a sharp hiss made her draw back in a hurry. A large pigeon had flown into her face and was beating her violently with its wings.
"Serpent!" screamed the pigeon. "I'm not a serpent," said Alice indignantly. "Let me alone."
"Serpent, I say again," repeated the pigeon, but in a more subdued tone and added with a kind of sob.
"I've tried every way and nothing seems to suit them."
"I haven't the least idea what you're talking about," said Alice.
"I've tried the roots of trees and I've tried banks and I've tried hedges," the pigeon went on without attending to her. "But those serpents, there's no pleasing them."
Alice was more and more puzzled, but she thought there was no use in saying anything more till the pigeon had finished.
"As if it wasn't trouble enough hatching the eggs," said the pigeon. But I must be on the lookout for serpents night and day. Why, I haven't had a wink of sleep these 3 weeks. By the way, a serpent means a big snake. Then said Alice, I'm very sorry you've been annoyed. And just as I'd taken the highest tree in the wood, continued the pigeon, raising his voice to a shriek, and just as I was thinking I should be free of them at last, they must need some wriggling down from the sky. Serpent! But I'm not a serpent, I tell ya, said Alice. Well, what are you? Said the pigeon. I can't see you're trying to invent something. I'm a little girl, said Alice, rather doubtfully as she remembered the number of changes she had gone through that day. A likely story indeed, said the pigeon in a tone of the deepest contempt. I've seen a good many little girls in my time, but never one with such a neck as that. No, no, you are a serpent, and there's no use denying it. I suppose you'll be telling me next that you never tasted an egg.
I have tasted eggs, certainly, said Alice, who was a very truthful child. But little girls eat eggs quite as much as serpents do, you know.
I don't believe it, said the pigeon. But if they do, why then they're a kind of serpent. That's all I can say.
This was such a new idea to Alice that she was quite silent for a minute or two, which gave the pigeon the opportunity to add in, you were looking for eggs, I know that well enough. And what does it matter to me whether you are a little girl or a serpent?
It matters a good deal to me, said Alice hastily, but I'm not looking for eggs, as it happens, and if I was, I shouldn't want yours. I don't like them raw.
Well, be off then, said the pigeon in a sulky tone as it settled down again into its nest.
Alice crouched down among the trees as well as she could, for her neck kept getting entangled among the branches, and every now and then she had to stop and untwist it. After a while, she remembered that she still held the pieces of mushroom in her hands, and she set to work very carefully, nibbling first at one and then at the other, and growing sometimes taller and sometimes shorter, until she had succeeded in bringing herself down to her usual height.
Yay!
It was so long since she had been anything near the right size that it felt quite strange at first, but she got used to it in a few minutes, and then began talking to herself as usual.
Come, there's half my plan done now. How puzzling all these changes are. I'm never sure what I'm going to be from one minute to another. However, I've got back to my right size. The next thing is to get into that beautiful garden. How is that to be done, I wonder?
As she said this, she came suddenly upon an open place with a little house in it about 4 feet high.
Oh no, whoever lives there, thought Alice, it will never do to come upon them this size. Why, I should frighten them out of their wits.
So she began nibbling at the right-hand bit again and did not venture to go near the house till she had brought herself down to 9 inches high.
That's so interesting. So how tall is Alice right now? 9 inches, that's like 20 centimeters, a bit more than 20 centimeters. It's about the length of a toothbrush or the length of a pencil box. So Alice has become small again because she wanted to check that little house out. Wow. So who would think of eating some mushroom or make you change your size to become bigger or smaller? So what is Alice gonna do after that? And will she actually meet somebody interesting in the little house and she wouldn't regret becoming small again? And also, what if she ran out of mushroom in her hands? What is she gonna do if she changed her mind and wanted to become big again? So I think the best strategy for Alice right now is to save her mushroom just in case, right? Okay, we'll see you again in our next episode. Stay with us.
Starry night, the moon is bright. We'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!